You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the Diamond District Bonus Hour on this Masters Thursday, on this Frozen Four Thursday. That's right. Some college hockey at 5 and 8:30 tonight, baby.
With a local flair to it. Gavin Brindley, Seamus Casey, both play for the University of Michigan, both homegrown products here in the 239.
Michigan in the semis, taking on BC at 8:30. Winner skates for the Natty on Saturday. Michigan's going to win, even though BC's number one in the country, because, see, the fix is in. See, when Michigan won the 97 football championship, when they shared it with Nebraska, 3 months later, you know who won the college hockey title? Michigan. Right. Well, they haven't won it since in both football and hockey. What did the football team just do? So what's the hockey team going to do? It's done. It's over. Gotta bet the Wolverines.
Gotta bet the Wolverines, huh?
Yeah, gotta bet the Wolverines. It's a done deal. The football team won, therefore the hockey team wins. That's every 26 years, that's how they do it. The other three teams in the Frozen Four, by the way, are the top three teams in the country.
Right.
So there, BU, BC, and who's the other one again?
Is it Denver?
I got it right here. Denver, yeah. Denver, right. BU at 5. BC, Michigan at 8:30. I think it's on the four-letter network. So there.
I just tried to bet it, and I can't find it on the app.
Well, wait a minute. It can't be on the four-letter network because they got the Masters this afternoon.
Right.
So it's got to be on the
on probably the Deuce.
Huh. That's a bummer.
Relegated.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to get relegated, I mean, you know.
There are worse places to go.
Do they air better programming from 6A to 6P than the 2 days they air the Masters from 3 to 6?
No. As a matter of fact, they don't.
Mm-mm. No.
I wonder how many, and just curious, 21,000 in the text line or in the Twitch chat room, those of you that went and got another subscription to your streaming services so you can watch Masters coverage. Because any of the feature groups, it's all on Paramount. And, you know, that's a service I don't pay for yet. And I won't for these 2 days. I can live with not seeing the Masters until 3 o'clock.
Wait, hold on. It's not on Masters.com?
Yeah.
And then can't you somehow, you know, using the stick or whatever, throw it up on the TV? Don't laugh at me, Trent. Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. But I just know people use a stick and they take something that they're watching on their computer. And next thing you know, it's on their big screen TV.
They cast it using the stick.
My mother uses it for this show.
You got to get with the times, David. You would love it. It's convenient.
I do love it. You go outside, you grab a stick, you bring it inside. Next thing you know, you're putting shows from your phone right out of the
right. Not only
TV.
Can the dog chase it, you can watch shows on your television.
Exactly. In fact, that's how you decide what stick you're getting. When the dog comes back with it, you go, well, this must be the stick. It's like those drug dogs. Well, I guess they got cocaine over there. Look at them. They're barking. Is this the stick? Damn right. Fido brought it to me. This is the stick. But anyway, Masters.com. I mean, do you have to pay for Paramount? Can't you just, you know, take that sucker and go from your
We will see. We shall see today. I will find out.
I can't believe that the Masters, you know, gave up airing it on Masters.com. I just think
No, they are. You're probably right.
So I don't think you have to pay for it. Our buddy Grant Boone, by the way, on Amen Corner for the Masters coverage there.
Good gig.
Yeah, he's had it for years. He gets fired up, too. He was in the booth next door the 1 year I worked the Masters. I could hear him constantly. I heard him all the time. It was funny. Because the soundproofing is not as good as you would expect it to be.
You know, and that's something I can relate to because in this building, there is
right.
none. And so,
exactly.
You know, Trent, the last interview, was having a conversation with three people.
In the hallway.
Or so it seemed in the hallway.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was afraid you could hear it on air. That's how loud it was in this room.
Mark looked over here like, what is going on in that room?
Yeah, by the second look, what I'm saying to you, Trent, is if they're not dropping off food.
Get them out.
Get them the hell out.
Unless they have something
to
provide.
If they've got something to provide the show, they can stay as long as they want.
So there you go. You can just wear that shirt. If you have free stuff, you stay. Otherwise, out.
You're out of here.
Never mind. Doesn't the Masters have an app? So, I mean, yeah, you don't have to go Paramount.
I want to see how willing the Masters app is to let you cast it to a television. That's the one thing I don't know, because they can block that if they want to.
Right.
They can block that feature. And CBS was promoting the Paramount app for the Masters nonstop during the coverage.
Well, this just did, Mark. You know who owns CBS?
Well, yeah.
Paramount.
Right. So you know, I know, I mean, but they were promoting the app and promoting watching the Masters on the app and the extra coverage and Amen Corner and all of those things. So right. I didn't know.
Yep. CBS is going to be sold here soon. They've been trying to sell for years. They're going to be sold here soon. You wait. In fact, I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you there's an announcement in the next month.
Well, I've been reading there's a lot of stuff that seems to be close, so I think you're on to something there.
Yeah, I think they're waiting until after the Masters. And, you know, this is Sean McManus's last week running the sports division and what have you. I think they'll just wait until after the Masters. Get the Final Four and the Masters out of the way, and boom, here we go. Don't know what it'll mean. I mean, all their sports contracts are locked in, you know, for years, except the Masters. The Masters is day-to-day. And, you know, you honk them off, they can go to NBC tomorrow.
Yeah, they like being on CBS, though.
They do. They do. Here's my thing, and I've actually asked this of pretty high-ranking people at CBS. First off, and you want to talk about a question that they really don't like the premise of. When you start the question off by looking right at the chairman of CBS Sports and you say, and I quote, so let's assume you lose the Masters.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. It is amazing. Gary must really have some pull around there.
No, he shakes his head. He just says he's decent at what he does. He's harmless. And they look at him like, you have to travel with this guy? Yeah, but you put up with, he's like, yeah, 18 years. I've had to deal with these conversations. It's a thrill. It's a dream. So I did. I looked right at Sean McManus and David Burson, and I go, so let's assume you lose the Masters. And after they cursed at me a few times or what have you, I said, let's just play along. I said, all those wires underground are yours. I go, do you get them back or do they just claim them as theirs? And they at least found it funny. They said, oh, man, you're right. I mean, all that stuff is ours. And I go, I'm guessing you'd lose all of it, wouldn't you? And they looked at one another and they went, yeah, I think we would.
All of it.
I think they just plug NBC's equipment into, you know, their stuff. There you go. Yep, we're making the switch.
I'm fired up to get your dad's take when he's done because, you know, I've been, David's been twice. It is, it's like no other place that I've been to. There's no equal to it. And I don't even mean sports. Disney doesn't clean their park the way the Masters has Augusta National clean. There's nothing about it that's not perfect. And your dad's not a huge golfer, but a big sports fan. So I'd be curious of his takes when he comes back.
All right. This is really going to expose me and in all my glory. And by glory, I mean in all my just incompetence. So the first time I'm there, I had that moment, Mark. I don't know if you had it when you went. You had that moment where you just stopped and you looked around. And it was somewhere in around first tee, ninth and 18th greens. And I'm just standing there and people are going by. And after a few moments, I thought to myself, there are no squirrels. How are there no squirrels? And so the whole drive home, I was thinking to myself, how in the world? I go, I get the fake bird sounds. Okay, I do. I get how you could do that. Okay, how did you eliminate all the squirrels? I mean, think about it. There's a lot of trees, a lot of woods on that course. Look at the part of the country that they're in. No one's ever seen a squirrel. How is that possible? Honestly, there's no tract of land in this country, all right, that has that much woods and no squirrels, except for Augusta National.
Snipers.
How?
Squirrel snipers. I think they come.
Honestly,
I think they come clear them out, you know, this year before the women's amateur tournament.
And they're actually probably there 24/7. They're in camo, and you can't see them. They come out of the woodwork, snipe the squirrels.
But there are no snipers. That's the other thing. I'm waiting. Like, there are people. If you look closely, you're like, oh, they're gonna grab the garbage. Oh, look at them. You know, you can see also. You can kind of figure out who the plainclothes security are too. Okay, but there's nobody walking around. I mean, there's no AK. There's no AR-15 draped over anybody's shoulder walking around. There isn't. And you're like, how the hell is there not a squirrel? You're walking up 8. I mean, how is there not a squirrel on 8? There's woods on both sides. The hole's 570 yards.
No squirrels, David.
No squirrels. How? Don't get it.
I got nothing for you there. That's a hell of an observation.
No squirrels. I would love to know how they pulled that off. I really would. Listen, we all hire exterminators, okay? And next thing you know, you're sitting around, all of a sudden you go, son of a gun, that's a baby roach. How did that sucker get here? I mean, best exterminators in the world. We've all found a bug. We've all found a roach. How the hell did they get rid of the squirrels?
Must be where they hide the nuts.
I think it's a greater mystery than Phil and how he couldn't win the U.S. Open. I think it's a greater mystery than how Rory could go 10 years without winning a major. How the hell did they get rid of those squirrels? And is no mosquitoes either.
Not hot enough for mosquitoes that time of year there, is it?
Okay. All right. But not even one? I don't know.
So no squirrels, no mosquitoes. Another reason you could call this place heaven. Sounds like they're doing something right.
Well, they certainly are. They're just not. It's kind of like the Colonel and the KFC secret recipe. They're just not sharing it with anybody. Be a hell of a company though if they did.
Welcome to the Bonus Hour, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And now here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
21 minutes past the hour. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap? Today was the day when. It's all coming up. Our poll question is Masters related. We've not done a good job promoting it, I must say. Got it out there early. We just haven't promoted it. So, once again, a failure by us. What is it with us in a poll question? Honestly, we're decent at a lot of stuff. We're not good at poll questions.
We're usually excited to get to whatever it is next. And we may not revisit enough coming out of breaks.
I think you're right.
You know, we've got guests lined up. We want to get them right on the air. We're promoting our guest of what's coming. We sometimes fail to look back maybe as much as we should.
I think you're right. I do. We're always trying to move the show forward. All right. So the poll question, you know, we're going to go Scheffler of the field. But, I mean, come on. That's putting Scheffler in the same category as Tiger. I mean, come on. He's Scotty Scheffler, for goodness sakes. I mean, how many majors does he have? Yeah, come on. So we couldn't do that. So we threw in another option. Scheffler, one of the 13 LIV guys, the field. The field, 75 others. So Scheffler, LIV, the field. That Mark Miller, the David Moulton. Miller's underscore Moulton on X. There you go. I voted for the field.
I did as well. I was hesitant. You know me and a front runner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty tough to not take the field when making that pick. I do think Scheffler's on the last page of the leaderboard. Or first page of the leaderboard, rather.
Well, I think it'll be shocking if he doesn't end up on the final leaderboard. I mean, I really do. With the way he's playing, I think it'll be shocking. By the way, we've mentioned it, so it's going to be pretty windy today and tomorrow at Augusta. They say in the last year and a half, all right, the best player in the wind on tour has been Rory. That they've got, you know, they got a stat for everything nowadays, and I'm just saying, they say he's the best. I find that hard to believe.
What's challenging, however, about the wind at Augusta is you get the swirls. And they say it's very difficult to read which, you know, sometimes you think you're downwind, you're actually into the wind because of the way the wind swirls in the tall pines.
Uh-huh. Scheffler and Schauffele both finished T10 last year, along with Morikawa. So, you know, they have all those stats about you have to have a decent, if you're going to win, you actually have a decent finish the year before, very few guys, you know, basically you have to consistently play the course well. But here's the reason why we threw the LIV thing out there. Well, Rahm's a defending champion. He now plays for LIV. The two guys who finished second last year were Phil and Koepka. I'm sorry, Mark, where do they play?
They play on the LIV Tour.
Okay, and then there was a three-way tie for fourth, Spieth, Russell Henley, Patrick Reed. Where does he play?
Not with his family, but on the LIV Golf right. Tour.
Exactly. So, you know, just saying, you know, Joaquin Niemann, T16 last year. A lot of people like him. They think he's actually playing the best of all the guys on that LIV Tour. So, that's all. Hideki was also T16 last year.
That's my pick for whatever. If it's someone not named Scottie Scheffler, that's who I'm going with.
And you put a couple shekels down on that, correct?
I put a couple shekels on it for a top 10. Or a top 5, rather, for Hideki. I didn't go nuts on the winner. If he wins, I'll be better. Huh?
Are we officially sprinkling?
We got some. We got some Schauffele money out there. We got some Hideki money out there.
Anything on Hovland?
No.
You're a Hovland guy, aren't you?
He's playing horribly.
Okay. He's playing horribly. He went back to his old coach like 2 days ago. Yeah, so let me get this straight. You're playing really well. You're like the fourth-ranked golfer in the world. Why are you changing things? That was like Phil in 2004. He had the best year of his life. And what does he do? He changes clubs. Well, at least he had a legitimate reason. He owed millions in gambling debts, and Callaway agreed to pay him off. But, I mean, you know, what the hell's Hovland doing?
But Tiger did it at the top of his game, changed his whole swing around. These guys are consistent tinkerers. They can't help themselves. If they think there's a better way to do it, they will use that method. And they are constantly experimenting with trying to change little things in their swing.
Koepka changed his putter last week. Shot back-to-back 77s.
Change it back.
Well, apparently he's like practicing with two putters this week. What are the odds he's going to – come on. When you're practicing with two putters at Augusta the week of the tournament, what are the odds that you're going to putt and play well? Although he is something. I don't know how you don't like Koepka. All right. Well, I can see actually how you don't like Koepka because he's arrogant and he's not politically correct. And I get it, but I don't know. Maybe it's why I like him. Did you see one guy asked him whether you could shoot 59 at this course?
Do you ever play this course? That was his answer.
Right. He said, well, no. And Koepka goes, yeah, I think that's obvious. Oh, come on. How can you not like that?
Yeah, for what it's worth, that's my pick. I put money on Koepka.
Did you really?
I did. Last night.
On the nose to win, or did you go top 5, top 10?
On the nose.
Attaboy.
He's been close twice. Took the lead in the Sunday last year, and the year Tiger won. All right, man. Whew. They were all close that year. DJ, Finau, Koepka, there are a whole bunch of names. They're all the who's who of the sport. Hey, it really did have a lot of similarities to Jack in 86 when you look back and that, you know, Jack won by one, and you took a look at all the guys who at one point were ahead of him on the leaderboard. They're all in their prime. They're all top 10 players in the world. It was the same thing with Tiger 5 years ago.
Yeah, they all had chances to win, and none of them could do it.
And just like Jack did nothing for the first eight. He was even par through eight in 86. You know, Tiger was what? Even one under for the day on the 12th tee? He's two or three back. He's doing nothing. He said, huh, I can do this. I can finish from here. I know how to birdie these holes.
We did have Tiger earlier in the week as our poll question as far as making the cut. The majority of you think that he will be playing the weekend.
He would set the all-time record, right? If he makes a cut, it'd be, what, 24 in a row?
Yes.
He'll make the cut.
I think he'll make the cut. I think it's – I don't want to say it's the only thing he's playing for, but he's well aware of the record.
Is Tiger within four of the lead when we tee off on Saturday?
Probably not. I would say no.
Okay. The one thing that's encouraging to me, I know he's talking about, you know, my ankle and my back. He's not limping anymore, though.
What time does he tee off now today? Because that's the big thing to me. Is he going to finish his round? He can't be playing more than 18 holes a day.
Boy, that's a good call, Mark. I thought he had like a 10:30 tee time, which would mean he'd tee off around 1.
And if that's the case, that's fine.
Yeah, because he'll get his round in. But that's what I want to see. Like,
he tees off at 3:45.
Oh.
Or 3:54, rather. He won't finish. That's a bad sign for Tiger right there.
That's a bad draw. That's a bad Open Championship draw right there.
So he's at 4 o'clock. The odds are he won't finish.
No. That's not good for him. It's not good for the old man.
No. Then he's got to come out, finish his round, and play again.
Finished, right.
Mm-hmm. Which means he'll have to get up and stretch and get ready and then redo all the stretching exercises to get ready for his round. This is not what Tiger wanted.
Oh, maybe they'll let him use a cart, help him out. No? Anyway. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap? Today was the day when. Final thoughts, couple of picks. We'll sprinkle a little something next.
Welcome to the Bonus Hour, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the home stretch. Diamond District Bonus Hour on this Thursday. Pat Kerwin on the show tomorrow. We'll look back at round one of the Masters, which will not be complete. Probably a third of the field won't finish their rounds today. I mean, you only have 89 guys in it. You know, one twosome, rest threesomes. Right? I'll bet you there's at least 10 groups that don't finish, don't you?
That seems about right.
So they're delayed. Jack, Gary, Watson, 30 minutes from now, scheduled to do the ceremonial tee shots. And about 50 minutes from now, first shots of the 2024 Masters. Tiger now teeing off to almost 4 o'clock. So you'll see every one of his shots.
Yes, you will.
Well, because doesn't coverage begin at 3?
Yeah.
Oh, so you'll see every shot
he takes, every shot that they put on air today. Will they let him stay late? Because usually it's what, 3 to 6, 3 to 7, the coverage.
Yeah, my guess is that you'll see it to the darkness. Would be my guess.
Is that being negotiated? I'm asking. I can get to this stuff. Whatever. Is that being negotiated right now? Was that already negotiated? I mean, when something like this happens, does ESPN get on their knees and beg to carry the tournament, or does Augusta say you will carry the tournament until darkness?
There you go. Okay. It's funny you use the word negotiation.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Augusta so ESPN begs to carry it, or Augusta tells them they're carrying it.
There's no begging involved. You just wait to be told what to do. That's all. No, I'm not kidding. I literally, CBS is like, so what are you guys thinking today? Well, we're thinking you do 4 hours today. 4 hours it is. Done. That's what we had agreed upon. We were just wondering if you changed your mind. No, stick with the plan. Plan it is, sir. Thank you.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
Starting 1936 today.
Negotiations with the Masters. That's hysterical.
It's a good point. The Red Wings win their first Stanley Cup today in 36.
Woo!
65, Jack wins his second of his six green jackets. And then in 66, he'd win his third because he becomes the first back-to-back champion, does so in a Monday playoff.
And they were two totally different. One, he, I think, won at one over, and the other, he won at what was the record for the longest time, like 15 under, 17 under, something like that. I mean, it was two totally different Masters.
Also today in 66, Sinatra records Strangers in the Night.
You know what? That holds up pretty well.
Do you do Sinatra, Trent?
Not really. I don't like it. I'm just not.
You need that girl from Appleton.
That's come back help after, me out.
Well, yeah, come back after a couple of drinks and throw on some Sinatra.
So when they did the open of the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, I loved that. Yeah, that was great.
Okay, so To My Way.
Yes.
And so you were good with that. You're like, oh, wow, this
is
cool.
I think it's awesome. It's not my cup of tea. I like the...
Yeah, I know. You
like to ramp it up a little bit.
I gotcha.
Yeah, well, because I'll tell you what. The first time they do a Super Bowl and the opening number is To The Crew. Okay.
They could open to Kickstart My Heart.
Just going to say the same thing. LBJ signs the Civil Rights Act of 1968 today in, 1968. Ray Floyd would win his only Masters in 76. Seve wins his second in 83. Longer wins his second in 93 today. Olathabo, his second green jacket today in 99. Phil's first Masters and first major in 04. Phil wins his third green jacket today in 2010. And Matsuyama won his Masters today 3 years ago. I looked through the birthdays. There's, the Trevor Lindens and Brett Saberhagens. There was not a real significant birthday today that I thought I should feature for it. So what do you got, David?
The very first sporting event broadcast on the radio live today in 1921 by KDKA in Pittsburgh, a boxing match between Johnny Ray and Johnny Dundee.
Who won?
We don't know. I had the same thing, and it didn't have a winner. I'm going to say Dundee won it in 8.
Ray, who won the 10-round fight.
Damn.
Johnny
You've
Ray
heard
won 10-round fight.
Folks elsewhere mock, Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
So blame KDKA in Pittsburgh for live sports on the radio because apparently it went so well. They broadcast the Jack Dempsey fight 3 months later. And, after that, Bally Sports, and it was on.
For the good today, we go to Colorado, where a book was finally returned to the library. It was due at the Fort Collins Public Library on February the 13th. 1919. That's right. The book was returned to the facility 105 years late. The library system says the book would have accrued $760 in late fees under the 1919 rate of 2 cents per day. But the library eliminated late fines in 2020.
That's it? You return a book after 105 years? It doesn't even cost you $800?
Right.
Wow. What do you mean they did away with late fees?
They did away with late fees. I don't know what to tell you.
What the heck? So you take the book out, you never have to return it? That's asinine. Do away with late fees.
It's Colorado.
What's the incentive? Well, not everybody's high. What's the incentive to return the book? Oh, man, the book's late. Ah, man, it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
No late fees.
Want to pass that joint? Thanks. I mean, no late fees. No squirrels at Augusta.
No late fees in Colorado.
What's more unbelievable?
For the bad, we go to North Fort Myers, where Anthony Daniels was arrested outside of his home on Tuesday. He got into an argument with a man who was hired to build a swimming pool. He asked the man to leave his house. Contractor said he was hired to be there and refused to leave. So Anthony knocked his ball cap off his head, which fell into the pool. Then Anthony went inside the house and grabbed a baseball bat and struck the contractor in the head.
Oh, man.
There's got to be a better way to get the guy to leave.
I would think so. I mean, offer him like a library book or something.
Exactly.
Return it. Here, just no, take it. Nah, no need to return it. You're good.
Finally, the ugly, we go to Kentucky, where a Kentucky man admitted to faking his own death to avoid paying child support. That's right. Father of the year, Jesse Kipp, pleaded guilty to computer fraud and identity theft. He used a computer to access Hawaii's death registry system and created a fake death certificate for himself to avoid paying child support fees of more than $100,000. Now he's got to pay back all the money that he ripped off in other computer fraud. But he owes $200,000 to the various agencies that he wronged. Faked his own death to avoid paying child support. And that is the good, the bad, and the father of the year ugly on today, April the 11th, 2024.
Well, that means you can never see your kids again, right?
I mean, right.
If you're saying you're dead, then
this
you
isn't
never...
you during a Giants game saying, act like I'm not your father for the next 17 minutes.
Right, but I didn't say pretend I'm dead.
No.
I just said pretend as if you just don't want to claim me. But, I mean, this is, you know, you just, if you say you're dead, Mark, this just in, you can't just show up somewhere. I mean, unless it's a soap opera.
Correct.
Right. Unless you're Stefano on Days of Our Lives. We got five games in the NBA, and two of them are going to be on TNT. They're actually the only two that have any kind of playoff seeding implications, really. Knicks and the Celtics. The Celtics have put, like, their whole team on the injury report. Listen, the whole team is questionable.
I say we bet the Knicks. Let's bet the Knicks.
I was going to say the Knicks are trying to be the two or at least the three. Here's the funny thing. Joe could be on the Knicks because the Knicks could finish strong here and finish as the three seed. And the Sixers are trying really hard to get out of the play-in and finish with the six seed.
And the Knicks,
of course.
How about
that if you're the Knicks?
Don't have Julius Randle for the rest of the year.
Right. And then you play the, you know, Embiid back healthy.
Right.
Sixers in the first round. Joke's on you. But New Orleans, Sacramento. New Orleans is the six. Sacramento's the eight. And they're playing. New Orleans only half a game ahead of Phoenix, trying to stay out of the play-in. Sacramento trying to avoid falling into the 9-10 game, and they're only a game ahead of the Lakers in the loss column. And only a half game further ahead of the Warriors. So that's your TNT NBA double dip. 10 games in hockey. Needless to say, in the East, it's a mess. Now, you got Tampa's at home for Ottawa. Florida's at home for Columbus. They should both win, blah, blah, blah.
Highly established franchise, the Florida Panthers.
Exactly. Mark has them moving, ladies and gentlemen, last hour. So, no, he said they could move, in fairness. He didn't say they're moving. He said they could move. Nobody would care. So the Wings are in Pittsburgh. It seems like a big game for both.
It's a really big game. It's a big game in my household. I am going to try desperately to win the daughter over tonight.
Okay. Has the daughter taken your side in a single sports dispute with your wife?
I have her on the brink with the Wings because I've been watching the Wings a lot. And so she's been watching the Wings and she roots with them, roots for them with me.
Yeah, but that's when you two are sitting on the couch. When the wife joins the room, whose side does she on?
We'll find out tonight. My guess is the wife's.
I was going to say, I don't think she's gone with you one time. When you two go head-to-head in a sports match, she always sides with the wife.
I know.
By the way, why don't you hold that against her, by the way?
My daughter?
Yeah.
I don't hold anything against my daughter.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's time to come on now. And yeah, I think you need to bring that to her attention. You got to say, listen, if you're going to keep thinking you're going to get your way with me all the time, you got to side with me on one of these disputes.
These are incredibly valid points. I'll miss the first two periods because, you know, it's a Thursday night and that says kids softball game at 7:30.
Of course. Yeah, that's what we need.
Because nothing like, let's start the game a little later.
Right. We need more 9- and 10-year-old softball at night. That's what we need.
Right.
Yes. Flyers are at the Rangers. Flyers are trying to make the playoffs. Rangers trying to clinch the one seed. Washington's in Buffalo. And your Wings and Penguins there are chasing the Caps. Islanders are also home and against Montreal. They should win. So, anyway, a lot of pressure. I think the loser of if that game's decided in regulation, Wings-Pittsburgh, the loser's done.
Probably. Detroit ends with back-to-back with Montreal. So there's a possibility of 4 points there. So, but I think they got to get a point tonight.
Need a point tonight minimum. Baseball, only 7 games, one of which has already been postponed. That's the Tigers at home for the Twins. There are 4 of the 6 remaining games are in the afternoon, including Mets Braves at noon. Huh? Little Mighty Nooner there. Find it somewhere. Streaming service, something. Go outside, grab a stick, okay? Take the stick, touch your phone. It'll end up on the TV. That's how you use the stick. No?
I can't. I can't do it. Not enough time left on the show today.
Maybe that's why I can never get anything from my phone onto the TV. I keep rubbing it against a stick.
I just want a letter to come to David from the condo saying we are ending cable service. You will all have to. We are becoming a cord-cutting community. And you will have to start tomorrow on your own.
Well, guess I'll have to do without TV for the rest of my life.
Miller and Moulton. Miss any of the show? Go to millerandmoulton.com. Download it or download it at any of the usual places. Pat Kerwin on the show tomorrow. We'll talk some NFL draft with him.
And no Trent tomorrow. He's out of here. Good luck with your tests. We'll see you again on Monday. And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Join us then.